Welcome back to Us and Tomorrow, where we explore the bleeding edge of real science that's reshaping our world. I am your host, Belinda Chen, and today we're looking into something that sounds like pure magic, metamaterial cloaking technology. Right now, in laboratories around the world, scientists are building materials that can bend light, sound, and even heat around objects, making them effectively invisible. This isn't Hollywood special effects or theoretical physics. It's happening today. Sorry, the car outside is very loud. And the implications stretch far beyond just hiding things from view. Let's start with what metamaterials actually are. These are artificial composites having exotic electromagnetic properties that don't exist in nature. Think of them as materials engineered at the microscopic level to interact with waves, whether light, sound, or radio, in ways that natural materials simply cannot. The key insight is this. Ordinary materials like prisms, mirrors, and lenses are constrained by the fundamental physical laws of optics, but metamaterials can transcend these limitations by being structured at scales smaller than the wavelengths they are designed to manipulate. The most advanced metamaterial cloaks work by creating what researchers call scattering cancellation. Instead of trying to make light go around an object like water flowing around a rock, they create destructive interference patterns that cancel out the scattered light waves. Zero-index metamaterials can be used to make objects invisible by bending the light around them without any reflection or refraction. But here's where it gets really interesting. Cloaking isn't limited to just visible light. Scientists have extended these ideas beyond electromagnetic waves. They showed that scattering cancellation and invisible sensors can be realized, also for acoustic and matter waves. Imagine military applications where vehicles could become invisible not just to the human eye, but to radar, sonar, and thermal imaging simultaneously. Or consider the reverse. Cloaking technology applied to antenna systems is now mature even for radio frequency industrial applications. In view of the next generation, radars and scattering signature reduction systems. One of the most fascinating recent developments is adaptive cloaking. Smart metamaterial cloaking devices not only transform electromagnetic fields to make an object invisible, but also acquire their properties automatically from their own elastic deformation. These materials can literally reshape themselves to maintain invisibility as the conditions around them change. But the technology faces significant challenges. Most current cloaking devices work only for specific wavelengths or frequencies. Creating broadband cloaking invisibility across the entire visible spectrum or multiple types of waves simultaneously remains one of the field's biggest hurdles. The implications extend far beyond military stealth. Consider medical applications where cloaking could make surgical instruments invisible to certain types of imaging, which would allow doctors to see through their tools to the tissue beneath, or telecommunications where cloaked antennas could be placed anywhere without interfering with each other or degrading signals. There's also the emerging field of thermal cloaking. Materials that can hide objects from infrared detection by routing heat flow around them. This could revolutionize everything, from building energy efficiency to protecting sensitive electronics from thermal damage. But perhaps the most profound aspect of metamaterial cloaking is what it reveals about the nature of perception itself. Because the human eye is insensitive to the phase and polarization of visible light, a class of ray optics cloaking devices has recently developed by eliminating phase preservation requirements. This raises questions about reality and observation. If an object is invisible to one, which one is real? Metamaterial cloaking forces us to confront the fact that invisibility isn't binary, it's contextual, dependent on the observer and the method of observation. The technology is advancing rapidly, of course. Recent developments demonstrate that objects can be made unnoticed using different approaches, from wrapping objects in specially designed metasurfaces to creating materials that actively cancel their own electromagnetic signatures. What's particularly exciting is how this technology might democratize invisibility. Unlike the massive energy-intensive cloaking devices of sci-fi, many metamaterial cloaks are passive. They require no power source, operating purely through their engineered structure. But as with any powerful technology, metamaterial cloaking raises ethical questions. How do we regulate invisibility? What happens to privacy, security, and social norms when objects or potentially people can be made invisible to various forms of detection? The future of metamaterial cloaking likely lies not in perfect invisibility, but in a selective, controllable transparency. Materials that can choose what to hide from and what to reveal to, creating new forms of privacy, security, and human-machine interaction. So today's exploration of metamaterial cloaking shows us that invisibility isn't just possible. It's already there, right? Working in laboratories and specialized applications around the world, the question isn't whether we'll master this technology, but how we'll choose to use it. Thank you. This is Us and Tomorrow. I am your host, reminding you that in a world of metamaterials, seeing is no longer believing. It's just one way of looking.